Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the evening bulletin. I am Matsina. First, the headlines. Government assures there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid West Asia conflict. NBSC instructs all educational institutions in the state to formally declare campuses as drug-free zones. NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar stresses awareness of women protection laws. And BJP celebrates 47th Foundation Day. Chief Minister Nipu Rio extends greetings to all Karyakartas. Now, the news in detail. Government today assured that there is sufficient stock of food grains in the country amid the West Asian conflict. Addressing the interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia, in New Delhi, Additional Secretary for the Department of Consumer Affairs, Anupam Mishra, said there is no usual volatility in the prices of essential commodities. He said production of pulses in the country is higher than in the last year. Mr. Mishra added that the government is monitoring the prices and supply of commodities.
We also have set up a control room in the Department of Consumer Affairs, continuous interaction with the states on any reference that we get on for black marketing and holding. Now, this control room also monitors the prices of the essential commodities. Besides this, another very, very important tool that the Department of Consumer Affairs has is the National Consumer Helpline 1915. National Consumer Helpline 1915 is available in 17 languages across the country.
Joint Secretary in the Department of Food and Public Distribution, C. Shikha, said that the country has an adequate buffer stock of both wheat and rice. She said that supplies of edible oil and sugar remain comfortable with overall inflation under control. The Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has instructed all educational institutions in the state to formally declare their campuses and areas within a 500-meter radius as drug-free zones. This is done in compliance with a directive from the Narcotics Control Bureau under the Ministry of Home Affairs. A report.
As part of the directive, schools have been asked to prominently display signboards and awareness materials at entry and exit points as well as within campus premises. Institutions are also required to ensure screening and voluntary testing of students and staff, ensuring confidentiality. Emphasizing the need for a supportive approach, the NBSC directed schools to facilitate professional counseling for individuals identified at risk or affected by drug use and ensure timely referral to rehabilitation services. In addition, schools must conduct regular awareness programs and campaigns to educate students, teachers, and staff on the harmful effects of drug abuse. Each institution will also set up a designated committee to monitor implementation and report progress to the concerned authorities. Mary, Akashwani News, Kohima.
The board has urged all heads of institutions to strictly comply with the guidelines and take proactive measures to create a safe, healthy and drug-free educational environment. Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, NCW, Vijaya Rahatkar, today said India has strong laws to ensure the safety and dignity of women and advised every woman to exercise their rights under the law. Ms. Rahatkar was addressing a workshop on women-centric issues, an empowerment initiative organized by Akashwani in New Delhi.
When all of us align positively, we can move forward together while preserving our strength. Along with the positive mindset, what is equally important is gender sensitization. Keeping gender sensitization at the center, we want to build an ecosystem where every individual, whether a woman or a man, receives equal opportunity and equal respect.
Addressing the gathering, Director General of News Services Division of Akashwani, Dhiraj M. Kakadia, said the workplace must remain safe and just with zero tolerance for exploitation. He assured every woman that their complaints will be addressed through due process. He announced that Akashwani will launch a joint initiative with the NCW to spread legal awareness on women's empowerment through a dedicated series.
I assure every woman that their complaints will be addressed through due process. I urge them to raise genuine issues without fear and misuse of legal provision and false complaint weaken the credibility of real victims and the justice system.
In Dimapur, the office of the Deputy Commissioner has been closed from today and will remain shut until April 9th to facilitate its relocation to the Survey Training Institute in Purana Bazaar. During the four-day closure period, all routine office functioning and public dealings will remain suspended. However, emergency cases will continue to be handled. The district administration has appealed to the public to take note of the closure and extend cooperation during the shifting process. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, is celebrating its 47th Foundation Day today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other senior party leaders, including Amit Shah and Party President Nitin Nabin, extended greetings to BJP workers on the occasion. In a video message, Mr. Modi said the party has established a new principle in Indian politics of nation first. He praised party workers for their selfless service, dedication and commitment to good governance and remembered the contributions of countless workers over the decades.
हम एक और अपने मूल्यों पर अड़िग रहे वही जन कल्याण को अपनी प्राथमिकता बनाया हमारे पास संसाधन सीमित थे लेकिन हमारी पार्टी लोगों की सेवा के लिए समर्पित रही चाहे आपदा हो या समाज में कोई सकारात्मक बदलाव हो हर जगह हमारे कार्यकर्ता सेवा भाव से जनता के बीच उपस्थित रहे
In Nagaland, State BJP President Benjamin Yepthumi hoisted the party flag at the Mokchung District BJP office and reiterated the party's resolve to work for the welfare and progress of all sections of society in the state. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has extended greetings and best wishes to all BJP karyakartas on their 47th Foundation Day. In a social media post, Mr. Rio expressed hope that the party would continue to advance its commitment to nation-building, guided by democratic values, dedication and the spirit of inclusive development. Also extending greetings, Deputy Chief Minister and BJP Legislature Party leader in the state, Yanthung Opaton, said, "Since its inception, the BJP has stood for good governance and aspirations of every citizen." He described the day as an opportunity to honour the party's journey and renew its commitment to public service, noting that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the party continues to empower people and uplift marginalised communities. Mr. Patton called for collective efforts to build a stronger, self-reliant and inclusive India. A community first responders training program for members of the Eastern Nagaland Students Federation commenced today at the Central Training Institute CTI, Home Guards, Civil Defence and SDRF, Toluvi in Dimapur. A total of 104 trainees, including 81 men and 23 women, are attending the five-day training. Speaking at the inaugural event, District Commandant Dimapur, M. Ying Nye Konyak, emphasised the importance of community-based preparedness and the crucial role of trained first responders in handling emergencies at the grassroots level. Commandant of CTI, Avinyo, highlighted that the training aims to equip participants with essential disaster response skills and knowledge. She said CTI is the only dedicated training institute under the Department of Home Guards and Civil Defence, focusing on disaster response and preparedness. Ms. Avinyo added that in collaboration with the State Disaster Management Authority, the institute has successfully trained around 1,000 community first responders under the Apada Mitra scheme. Secretary of the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority, Senti Wapang Aya, described the training as a significant and timely initiative to empower youth of Eastern Nagaland with disaster management skills. Mr. Aya said that strengthening disaster preparedness at the grassroots level is key to reducing vulnerability and enhancing resilience across the state, and encouraged all participants to contribute to a safer and more disaster-resilient Nagaland. And the Nagaland Cricket Association is hosting the 4th Northeast Cricket Development Council Men's Under-19 Interstate Friendship Cup 2026. The competition is featuring participation from Nagaland, Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram and Sikkim. The tournament begins today and will continue until April 11th. Matches are being played at the Nagaland Cricket Stadium and Sovima Cricket Ground. To end the news, the headlines again. Government assures that there is sufficient stock of food grains in country amid West Asia conflict. NBSA instructs all educational institutions in the state to formally declare campuses as drug-free zones. NCW Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar stresses awareness of women protection laws. And BJP celebrates 47th Foundation Day. Chief Minister Nipu Rio extends greetings to all Karyakartas. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.